St. Louis Cardinals. Russia reneges. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, backing out of a deal allowing Ukraine, a major grain provider, to export that through the Black Sea.
This deal has been important for two reasons. Firstly, a lifeline for Ukraine's war-ravaged economy, and secondly, to alleviate a global food crisis. The war initially blocked exports from Black Sea ports, so Russian guarantees of safety have been crucial.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Now, part of the only bridge linking Russia to the Crimea region it took over was attacked and damaged, killing two people, disrupting a key Russian war supply route. It's day three of the search for two young kids still missing after flooding in Pennsylvania.
We are looking for two children from the same family. One boy who is 9 months, one female who's his older sister who is two.
Upper Mayfield Fire Chief Tim Brewer, their mother was among the five people killed when the car they were in was swept off a road after 7 inches of rain in 45 minutes. Other cars also swept away. A freight train went off the tracks outside Philadelphia about 5 a.m., prompting homes to be evacuated as a precaution in the immediate area.
We're talking about 15 to 20 cars that have been impacted just within the last 30 minutes or so. We were able to confirm that there were some silicone pellets aboard one or at least a few of those derailed cars.
Shayna Ferreira with Fox 29 TV in White Marsh Township, Pennsylvania. Former President Trump, who has a big lead in the 2024 Republican race, again suggests he may skip the first GOP debate next month, telling Fox Sunday Morning Futures,
"It's actually not fair. Why would you let somebody that's at zero or one or two or three, you know, be popping you with questions?"
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis remains second in most Republican polls and fundraising last quarter, but amid reports he's reducing his campaign staff, DeSantis tells Fox Media Buzz,
"The media does not want me to be the nominee above all else. That will, in the long run, absolutely help me."
America's listening to Fox News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today.
Well, former President Trump awaits trial on two different criminal indictments, the classified documents case in federal court and the case against him in New York related to 2016 hush money payments to keep alleged affairs quiet. The man at the heart of that, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, is suing his former boss's company. The trial starts today.
Michael Cohen is suing the Trump Organization, saying it owes him more than $1 million in legal fees stemming from Cohen's defense of the former president and himself during investigations in 2017 and 2018, as well as almost two dozen meetings with the Manhattan District Attorney and a grand jury before Trump was indicted in March. The Trump Organization says Cohen's conviction on federal campaign finance violations and tax evasion voided any payment agreements that were made. Jurors are expected to hear evidence for 4 days starting next Monday, with testimony from Trump Organization CEO Donald Trump Jr. The former president is not expected to attend the trial or testify. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Democrat-led Senate will this week take up the Defense Authorization Act House Republicans approved last week with provisions Democrats do not support. A controversial House Democrat has stirred things up again.
Progressive Caucus Chair Pramila Jayapal of Washington apologizing after calling Israel a, quote, racist state, while trying to calm a group of pro-Palestine protesters. On her Twitter account, Jayapal apologized and said she does not believe, quote, the idea of Israel as a nation is racist, but criticized Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying his, quote, extreme right-wing government has engaged in discriminatory and outright racist policies. The top four members of House Democrat leadership releasing a statement saying they believe Israel is not a racist state and that, quote, We strongly support Israel's right to exist. Some progressive members are protesting Israeli President Isaac Herzog's address to Congress this week. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. University of Illinois Athletics Department rolling out a new service for season ticket holders. Department's introducing a new customer-focused service team. They said each season ticket holder will get their own service agent. Agents can help people with almost anything revolving around game days. Champaign Police launching a marketing campaign with the goal of recruiting more police officers. The new webpage for the campaign is used targeting online advertising to reach candidates for open positions. Officers from the CPD displaying on the webpage in order to showcase positive aspects of working for the department. FBI Springfield office recently issued a warning to Central Illinois about a tactic they've seen in the region of late. Scammers pretending to be the victim's loved ones. The grandparent scam, as officials call it, has been reported on several occasions throughout Central Illinois this summer. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5 into our 8 o'clock hour, and it's our meteorologist, Greg Solier, who thinks pretty uneventful. Is that going to be through the start of the Champaign County Fair this weekend, Gregory?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the last of these little fuddle boundaries, upper disturbances, and the smoke plume situation as well, at least temporarily so, should all abate. So hopefully an improvement to air quality around here and kind of dry the air out. Both those elements, both the smoke and the moisture of the atmosphere contributing to visibilities have been down somewhat. Still kind of that hazy, smoky-looking environment out this morning at 69 at Willard and Savoy, 68 Danville, 67 Bloomington Normal, 66 up at the Kankakee, 70s down St. Louis way. You get back west, northwest, and some shower and thunderstorm activity kind of scattered and clustered through southern Iowa, northern Missouri. That's the stuff that may clip us here late this morning and this afternoon. There's a batch through western Kentucky and another, again, reinforcing cool front coming on southward. So these nickel and dime chances through the middle part of the week. And then we are high and dry for Thursday, Friday into the weekend, early next week as well. No extreme heat or humidity like they're seeing over the southwestern and southern reaches of the country. Matter of fact, all the way into the eastern Gulf Coast areas of Florida. Partly sunny for the day today, hazy. A couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Better odds this afternoon. Highs up to about 83. Do not foresee any widespread, heavy, or severe weather as well for this week. Becoming fair this evening, hazy still. A bit cooler in the overnight at 59. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hazy, and isolated shower thunderstorm again for the afternoon and early evening with a high up to 84. 83 with an afternoon shower chance on Wednesday. Partly sunny skies and dry weather, sunshine with low to mid 60s at night. Daytime readings right around or a hair below seasonal norms, so comfortable for the Champaign County Fair Thursday right through the weekend with highs into the lower and middle 80s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, you're in Spain, Micah, is that right?
Mika.
Mika?
Mm-hmm. Mika, yes. Yes, I am. I was just saying, you know, I came here on my honeymoon. I had such a great time in San Sebastian. I was going to come back, and then the pandemic happened we all know when that happened, about 3-4 years ago now. And I didn't have an opportunity, so my wife and I were trying to think of what to do this summer, so we decided we would relocate here for 1 month and switch our working hours and our lives around and work in the evenings, which works well here, but it's a beautiful place.
You've had lunch. You've already had lunch,
exactly.
Mika.
I have. I had lunch after lunch, but I'd like to say to everyone I'm talking to, good morning.
Thank you. It's the CEO of X-Cures, a health technology company that has allowed him to go to Spain for a month. That's awesome. Mika Newton, tell me what you do and why AI might help me with cancer.
Sure. So our company, X-Cures, is available from xcures.com. It's free to use for any patient or oncologist in the United States, and we do two things for you. Number one, we aggregate, organize, and structure your medical records. So get all your medical records into one place and organize them so that they're easy to use. And we use machine learning and document recognition and natural language processing to do that. And then the second thing we do is we help you to identify the most promising treatment options that you and your doctor should be thinking about doing, because there's so much new technology and new things out there that just keeping track of it all and putting it all in one appropriate list is hard to do. So we do those two things. And we learn continuously from the data. So we basically follow what happens to everybody, and we're continuously trying to optimize those decision-making processes for everybody who touches our platform.
You think we're going to cure cancer, Mika?
You know, I think before we cure it, it's going to become a disease that we live with. I always love the example of HIV in this case. You know, when we talk about HIV as a disease, it used to be a death sentence, and now it's something that most people can live with almost as a chronic illness. There are other diseases like Hep C that we basically cured altogether, but it also had kind of a management step in between. So I think one day, I hope so, yes, but I think before then, we're going to be able to get to a point where it's a disease that, you know, you live with like you live with many other chronic conditions.
All right, so you survive, but, you know, you just learn to, you know, people have gut problems, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, you try and live with it all, I guess.
That's right. It just becomes something that we know how to manage. We have enough tools to control the situation. Even now, I mean, you know, if you look at what happens to people, and there's this great study that just came out about, you know, most early diagnosed breast cancer women, right, or women diagnosed with breast cancer are actually going to survive. They have very low mortality now. That's a huge improvement. That study doesn't actually measure recurrence, like does it come back or not? It's overall survival. But then even in those situations, you can imagine you have a really good prognosis. If it does come back, we have better tools and techniques. And so I really think we're finally starting to see the type of progress that we've wanted to make for a long time.
It's awesome. I just wonder, is it because my body is so different than your body, I react to something that you don't react to? Is that what makes cancer so difficult?
Well, cancer is our own body's gone wrong, right? So your cancer, is, you know, it's not a disease that you are infected with. It's an error that occurs inside your own body, your own cells basically growing rampantly out of control and escaping the surveillance of your immune system. You know, we don't talk about this very much, but we all have cells that have problems that might be cancerous or precancerous. Brian, our immune system is taking care of them. It's when they escape that mechanism and they go out of control that you get cancer. And so that makes it just really, really tricky. It's not a foreign body. It's your own body. And so it's regulation.
Yeah, but I guess the outside environment or whatever we do, or we beat ourselves up to our immune system is weaker for whatever reason, all those things could lead to that. And everybody's body, you might have a stronger immune system than me kind of thing, too.
Yeah. You know, one of my good colleagues, Marty, and he often tells me, you know, and he's a cancer survivor. He was working at a company called Commerce One. He was one of the early pioneers of the internet. And he said tells me all the time, they were all super stressed out, you know, driving massive growth, right, in this company. And he said the number of senior staff members who got cancer, he thinks, is absolutely linked to the amount of stress that they were under.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe we all need to be making birdhouses out of coconuts in the Bahamas or something.
Well, I think we should all manage our stress and try to live happy lives, right, as best we could. You know, I think the thing to realize, though, is, like, there's a lot we know now about genomics, right, and genetics. So you're talking about how and I think you made a great point, like, our bodies are different. If you have a family history now of cancer, there's a lot of genetic testing that could be done, hereditary testing, to better understand your risk. And if it happens to be that you have some of these risk factors, you can do more screening, so more mammography, more colonoscopy, et cetera, because we know, and it's clearly shown, for instance, in this BMJ study, if you catch it early, the chances of your surviving, right, and being in this survivorship pool are just much, much higher, much, much higher. No question about it.
Mika Newton, you sound like a PhD, are you?
No, I'm a business technology guy. Been working in biotech for 25 years now. Wow. I guess I'm going to date myself there. Wow. But a long time.
That's awesome. Well, you sound really good. How do people reach X-Cures and reach Mika, M-I-K-A, Newton?
Yes. So, first of all, come to our website, xcures.com, and we've got tons of educational videos. We actually do an entire podcast series on all the new technology that's being introduced across cancer. So lots of great stuff to access that. And of course, all your standard, you know, click to connect buttons. So send us an email, reach out to us directly on there. And you can find me, of course, on LinkedIn or any one of those other folks. Just reach out. We'd be delighted to tell you more.
I'm guessing Madrid or Barcelona. I'm going to say Barcelona.
San Sebastian, Donostia.
Where is that, man? I figured you'd go to the middle of the country. Where is that?
It is at the very northern border of France and Spain. So it's about, literally, I went hiking and my cell phone connected to France because I crossed over the little hilltop over here, but right at the top near the Pyrenees Mountains. And so I'm glad I'm actually here because it's super hot everywhere else.
It is. Here. Man, I got 128 in, I think, Nevada.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mika, nice meeting you. Hope we can chat again. Have safe travels and wonderful time in Spain for you and your wife.
Yeah, thank you, pleasure. Have a great morning.
You as well. Thank you. Even though it's afternoon in Spain, Mika Newton on the Tapman's Towing phone line as we check our sports at a quarter after.
Jack Flaherty wins his fourth straight. It was an 8-4 victory with the St. Louis Cardinals taking the Washington Nationals. They won 2 out of 3. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Yesterday, the Cardinals were able to win the series against the Washington Nationals, an 8-4 victory where they pounded out 13 hits after getting 17 hits the night before. Three Cardinals with 2 hits in the game, Donovan, Goldschmidt, and DeYoung, but it was Nolan Gorman with 3 hits, including a home run. He has really gotten back on track. Jack Flaherty picked up the victory for the Cardinals. He goes to 7-5. He got a quality start. He went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs in beating Josiah Gray as the Cardinals won the series against the Nationals by a score of 8-4, 4-2 against the Nats in 2023. The Cardinals will host the Miami Marlins. They're in town. Our pregame show begins at 5:50, play-by-play at 6:35 on the Cardinals radio network, as the Cardinals hope to continue their homestand in winning fashion before they leave to go on the road trip to Chicago and Arizona. This is Ricky Horton with your Redbird recap.
Yeah, they've got Miami at 6:45, and then we'll be watching on Wednesday with our bus trip to Busch with a 1:15 start on that game. So go Cardinals! Boston over the Cubs 11-5 yesterday. Drew Smyly on the mound with a 7:05 start on that series, wrapping up today on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Atlanta, that final was 8-1. Carlos Alcaraz was a winner over Novak Djokovic in Wimbledon. Djokovic, of course, a 7-time champ and 4 previous. People were looking for this win and all the Grand Slam and all of that, but no. The 20-year-old was able to outlast the 36-year-old in the 4-hour and 42-minute third longest match in Wimbledon history.
Well, you had Novak Djokovic jumped out 6-1 in the first set.
Starting strong.
Well, he did, and then I'm going, well, this is over. And then I started watching the kid, and I'm going, he's hitting it harder.
Yeah.
The crowd seems to be behind him because he's like Cinderella.
Right.
Who's going to beat Tom Brady, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and all of a sudden, it just, the mo started going. You're going, this guy, man. And Novak Djokovic, I've asked John Decker this Thursday. He didn't look like he played his best, but sometimes playing somebody a little better forces you into mistakes you don't normally make.
Yep, that's right.
So anyway, it was what I saw. I saw a good hour and a half of the match, and it's just that's unbelievable what those guys can do.
You might have caught some golf too with the Scottish Open going to Rory McIlroy. We also had Steph Curry winning that American Century and had a hole in one and lifting that trophy over his head and his kids. What fun! Steve Stricker with a 3-shot victory at Firestone. 11 under 263 or something like that.
It was enough to win.
He's won the last 3 out of 4 majors this season, has one more to go. NASCAR was rained out, so in New Hampshire at noon today is when they'll start at that Magic Mile, do that rain out on Sunday.
Well, 2/3 of retirees wish they had done things differently during retirement planning. Busey Wealth Management shares 7 tried and true tips when you want to retire or think about it. If you're 25, it's not too young. If you want to really get a clear vision, you got to know what you want. You need to educate yourself. You need to maybe talk with an advisor, Busey Wealth Management. Make a plan. Start budgeting now to achieve your savings goals. And guess what? It's not going to happen overnight. Contribute today. Even the smallest amounts make a difference. And then keep contributing. And don't touch those retirement savings. And then you monitor as you go. You can turn your dreams into reality. You can say, well, you know what? We're $50,000 right now. It's not going to be enough to retire. Well, we're growing. We're only 35. You know, take time. It's just amazing what compound interest can do and stuff. For more retirement sources, you can go to Busey's Money Matters blog today at busey.com/moneymatters. The experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management are ready to create your personalized plan or check in on your current retirement goals. You can call 1-800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com today. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment product services not FDIC insured. May lose value, no bank guarantee. For over 150 years, it's been Busey.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Manufacturing growth slowed in July. The New York Federal Reserve's Empire State Business Conditions Index is down from June, though it remained positive. Ford is cutting prices of its Lightning F-150 electric pickup by 7 to 16%. Also, Ford's Rouge Center will temporarily shut down to upgrade for more F-150 production. Tesla shares are higher. Its first Cybertruck launched over the weekend. The prototype was revealed back in 2019, but the electric pickup was held up by supply chain issues. A disappointing report on economic growth in China is keeping stocks under pressure, and crude oil prices are lower with concerns about China's situation impacting the global economy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Enjoy free yoga at Urbana Park District's Meadowbrook Park each Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. No experience needed. All are welcome. Bring comfortable clothes and your yoga mat or a towel. Instructors can modify the exercises to your experience level. Yoga is a great way to exercise and refresh the mind and soul. Make new friends or bring friends Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 at Meadowbrook Park. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer they can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. So what would you do with $900 million, which is really $230 million? Yeah, that's what it would go down to. You cash out is $465. Nobody takes the 20-year thing, even though you get more, because you're thinking, I might not be alive in 20.
Yeah, you're right.
What would you do with that kind of wealth? I would, personally, do what Johnny's doing now, push the Christian camps.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Try and grow God and have all kinds of opportunities with the coolest camps every young child would want to go to. I would also create a program where it would be a free trip for with chaperones, plenty of chaperones. We'd take 30 kids at a time with 15 chaperones, and we'd take you over to India.
Yeah.
And I'd have you hang around there for a month or three.
See some third world countries and let you
have a program
see
for
how
that.
Great America is.
I will fly you to the third world country. You'll do some mission work and help people. And so I would do that. And then I would, you know, make sure my kids had a million each. I mean, not a lot. I don't think that's doing anybody any favors. If you read all the lottery stories, it generally, not every time, but generally brings more problems than good things because everybody wants a piece of you. And all of a sudden, you're the best friend you always have been. What are you doing? Because you got too hotty-totty for me? Is that, you know, all that stuff?
Right, right.
So you do have that. And then everybody, the predators are coming out too for you, and they know who you are. You can get it anonymously now. So you don't have to actually say, but everybody in your town's going to know what happened.
Right.
That just is there any way to hide the fact that I would win the Powerball tonight and nobody would know?
Yeah.
Is there any way to hide that?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't slip. I wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't notice anything.
Pretty much don't tell anybody.
That'd be pretty hard. Because you can all of a sudden go to these charity auctions and win,
yeah,
and donate it back, right, and all those things. Right. You could do all the things you wanted to do.
Because I want to live my life the way I'm living it now, because I just love my life right now. But I would definitely invest in some group homes and some kids like my son Aiden, who have the abilities but just need a little help. Maybe somebody to come in once a week or help with the light housekeeping and maintain that home.
Every town would need a lot more beds than we could give them.
Mm-hmm.
You could also
take care of Southern Champaign County and all the kids with challenges.
$230 million wouldn't be enough to help the mental health problem. It wouldn't be.
I know that.
You could do it in your town.
I just want to stick it here in East Central Illinois and start a model.
You could do a home in Tolono. Mm-hmm. You need, you know, a home and all this. You need a
take care of my Unit 7 kids, yeah, who have grown up with Aiden.
How many are there? I mean, they're, would that cover it?
No, there's could you do 20 half a dozen at one time, and then there was, you know, like a dozen at one time. So, and the kids. Really, to me, there's so many resources for kids when they're in school. It's now that I'm in this chapter of, oh, you're out of school. You really have to dig for the resources and to keep your kid engaged in the community.
You would just need a home and you need some people.
Right.
And so you pay somebody $65,000 a year to kind of run the thing.
And it's just so much red tape, Stevie, on getting things going.
I bet it is. So I can't imagine if you're working with the government.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. And when it comes to the resources,
why would you
and
have to
services,
work with the government?
Well, to get the kind of money.
Well, you don't need the money anymore. What? You fund it.
Right.
For Aiden's house, you just fund that.
Yeah. I mean, after I've won, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not in that chapter yet.
I see. You're not planning on winning the thing tonight? Anyway,
that would be one of my first priorities. And, of course, I'm invested in all these 4th of July and Tolono funding.
We'd have a heck of a fireworks. Diane Ducey would be there.
I would have a sustained program for these 4th of July and Fun Day. And, you know, Sydney Fun Days is coming up at the end of the month. All these little hometown festivals that just struggle on the fundraising and just give them enough for their show so they don't have to do so much fundraising.
So you would have to have people surrounding you, because
I'd have to build that in, and
everybody
and
would be calling
allocated.
You and wanting some money
on the summer fun festivals. Yeah. I'd put some money into all that.
Okay, there you go. You got lots of good causes there. I would totally push Jesus and camps and help children grow up and teach them how blessed they are and take them to other countries.
But we should really just start the Diane Ducey Foundation right now.
And you can start a foundation. All you need is $1 million. You can win one of these littler ones.
Okay.
You can do that right now.
Just hit a number or two, you know.
That's right. Well, here's the odds, and I was wrong. When I said you had this, I'm standing on the moon, and I'm throwing a rock, and it has to hit your grill or backyard. It actually, you can take California out of the equation, folks, because it's only 1 in 292 million. I'm sorry. Yeah. 1 in 292 million chance. So take California out and you can hit the yard in Colorado.
Okay.
But don't count California, because it's only 1 and there's like 330 million in America or whatever it is. 1 in 292 million. To win $1 million, it's 1 in 12 million. To win 50,000, it's 1 in 913,000.
Okay.
So
that certainly help.
So a million is 1 in 12 million. So if I'm throwing a rock and Illinois is my target, I only have to hit your grill in all of Illinois and you win $1 million.
But you got to pay the $2 to get in for the 900 million that's happening Monday, Wednesday, Saturday on the drawing. And you said in the end, it's like a $230 million
Well,
payout.
It's 900 million. The cash out is $465. The government gets 50% of it.
That's right.
That's your highest tax bracket after state and local,
like,
you know.
Wah.
Yeah, well, nobody cares because you got $230
million. You're right.
Instead of going, what happened to my $900 million? Nobody cares about your problems anymore. But it really is just a hit. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
You can't even buy a baseball team with that. That's chump change, man. So really, to get, you know, in the 500 to $1 billion, you're going to have a $2 billion, which we had one point something.
Yeah.
what, a year ago?
Yeah, I feel like, was that combined or something?
Anyway, it's fun to think about, to talk about. And if you have a special plan for all of your money if you play, because if they throw the rock and it does hit your grill and you didn't enter, that would really, they dinged your grill and you didn't win. Man, that hurt. All right, 217-359-2255. If you want to text in on that, we're going to talk to a guy who knows all about Generation Z. They're not really prepared socially. We'll talk about that next.
The Virginia Theater has some great live performances. Ann Wilson's show, July 27th. Known the world over as founder and lead singer-songwriter of Heart, you can win tickets to check out Ann Wilson's show July 27th by texting in the word Heart to 217-359-2255. Try to win a free pair of tickets to the show from your favorite radio station, Ann Wilson and Trip Center, July 27th. Tickets available now at thevirginia.org.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A key bridge for the Russian military is hit by Ukraine. It links Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. Two people are reported killed. Meantime, Russia suspends a deal allowing Ukrainian grain exports.
The war initially blocked exports from Black Sea ports, so Russian guarantees of safety have been crucial. But now the Kremlin says it's ending its participation in the deal, having claimed for months that its demands on exporting Russian grain and fertilizer hadn't been met. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There's a train derailment and precautionary evacuations north of Philadelphia. Shana Ferreira with Fox 29.
We're talking about 15 to 20 cars that have been impacted. We were able to confirm that there were some silicone pellets aboard one or at least a few of those derailed cars.
And police say there's no risk from those to the community and report no injuries in the derailment. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. One person dead, another hurt. It follows a crash in Champaign. Police say the single vehicle rollover happened at the intersection of Green and State Street last Wednesday. The victim died at the hospital. The other remains in stable condition. That crash under investigation. Illinois State Police requesting the public assistance of the death investigation of a Decatur man. James Taylor found dead May 19 in a rural area near his home. He was reported missing a week earlier. ISP agents are investigating the death as a homicide. Kraft Heinz planning to build a $400 million distribution center in DeKalb. Facility expecting to bring more than 150 jobs to the region. It'll be one of the largest automated CPG distribution centers in North America. The distribution center expected to open in 2025. And the University of Illinois Athletics Department rolling out a new season ticket holders program. You can get more information on their website. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Saturday, relatively uneventful spell of weather ahead for this week. Couple of weather systems passing to the west and south, with the bulk of the rainfall associated with those features again remaining to the west and south. Temperatures will continue at or just a couple degrees below seasonal expectations, so no further stress or strain noted out on the back 40. And again, the end part of the weekend into the weekend, back into drier mode. A partly sunny day on tap for the day today. Still a little haze on the horizon. And a couple of showers, thunderstorms breaking out late this morning and more so this afternoon. Highs of about 83, becoming fair for tonight. Cooler down to 59. Tomorrow partly sunny, hazy, remote chance for a stray shower in the afternoon. Highs up to 84. That activity around here for tomorrow night with a low down to 64. Partly sunny, a shower, thunderstorm in spots for the afternoon Wednesday. And high about 83 degrees. High temperatures, low to mid 80s with dry skies. Thursday, Friday, and the weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling, proud to announce applications are being accepted for commercial drivers and merchandisers. Fayon really enjoys his job.
Just driving past, they had a nail hiring sign up there, decided to check them out. I always heard about Pepsi as a company they are, and then went to go check them out. Met the owner, who was very family-oriented, so I kind of like that. I did an online application, then did a paper application. I got a call back the next day. Best decision I ever made.
To view all openings and apply, visit PepsiColaCU.com. Equal opportunity employer.
All right, 8:34. It is Monday. It is July 17. We talked about 2 weeks from today. We're on the last day of the seventh month. And then August, you know what that means. I think the Illinois football coaches, it's the 17th. I think the football coaches go back in like less than 10 days. To get it going, mini camps and all the other stuff they do. We'll be into it, man. I don't know. I heard somebody yesterday say, hey, how's our quarterback? I don't know. The guy we had last year was really good, and he left because he couldn't get a 6-year of eligibility. Anyway, it's football season coming up shortly. In lieu of the Cubs and the Cardinals not doing so hot, it's something to look forward to. Anyway, all right, ESPN 93.5. Glad you're listening. Happy to welcome Bill Walsh to the program. Bill is known as America's small business expert. He's the CEO and founder of the business coaching venture capital firm Power Team International. International speaker, best-selling author of the book The Obvious. Bill, how are you?
Well, I'm doing really good. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Everything pops in Vegas. You're going to get a baseball team. You already have a football team, man. And you're from Chicago?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago. I still live in Chicago. I have a vacation home here. But now they've dropped the moon right in the center of the strip where the Formula One's going to be. So now there's this 500-foot sphere that just lights up like the biggest TV set you've ever seen in your life.
It's like Monaco or something, man. Okay. It's crazy.
It's getting pretty crazy, that's for sure.
Okay, it's Bill Walsh. So talk to me about my Generation Z. What is the age of the Generation Z, Bill?
Well, anyone born after 2000.
Okay.
Anyone that's, you know, probably like, let's say, 18 to 23 years old is all Gen Z, which means that most of them have not been in a workplace. They've been either in their college dorm or they've been sitting in an Uber somewhere driving around. So it's a wake-up call, the fact that they actually have to, you know, wear specific gear to work or learn how to send an email.
Yeah, but how about looking somebody in the eye, shaking their hands, and feeling comfortable with a conversation? What the heck? Should I start a speaking class like piano lessons? Or is that what we're into now, Bill?
You should. Actually, there are soft skill courses right now that are being sold like crazy. And I'm sure that companies are paying for this to re-engage individuals into conversation. I mean, I think Google's had this for a while with a lot of their folks that sit behind the computer all day and don't talk to anybody ever. But now I think with kids, everything is a short code. You know, it's an OMG or an OMY or some other. Yep. There's a dictionary. There's a dictionary you can now buy that is all short codes.
Yeah, they don't want to talk. They want to text, and they want to keep it short. LOL, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's – but I just – I don't know how we're going to get through this because they're not comfortable with that. I guess in my soft, you know, selling speaking lessons, Bill, it'd probably not go over well because first thing I said, hey, let me see your phone. And then I'd smash it with a sledgehammer or something. That'd probably go bad. They'd probably freak out.
That might be a challenge, but so many of them are doing 7 conversations at once. So how do you talk to somebody if you're doing 7 conversations at the same time or 20 conversations, right? So that's why talking is kind of, you know, it's almost, I don't want to say it's obsolete for them, but it's not something they're used to.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you wouldn't send them to negotiate with President Xi, but they're going to have skills that I don't have, technologically speaking. They're probably talented, but based on what people I've talked to and the business owners who tried to hire, it's like you got to be flexible with them. They're going to come in about 10:30 because they're gamers, and don't think you're going to sit and talk for a while. And they're not going to probably dress right because they don't really have the skill, and their hair's a mess. So other than
that, you're not that far off the truth, but at the end of the day, you need them because some of these kids are super. I mean, so let's say some of these young adults are super productive when it comes to anything tech, and that's why they prefer to work at home. They prefer to have KPIs that are driven around just producing stuff and not having to have as many conversations.
Wow. Okay, so that's where we are, Bill. You're the expert. This isn't changing, right?
I don't think it's changing anytime in the near future. But I do believe that companies are going to have to invest in soft skill training, or some of the Gen Zs are going to have to take some classes so they get better at this. But right now there's such a demand for their skill sets in some of these jobs, you don't have a lot of choices. If you're the employer that's hiring people, you need some of these individuals on your payroll, and you almost have to give in a little bit to keep them there, or they're going to find another job. But don't forget, this gig economy is also kicking in, right? The gig economy lets them push a button, drink a Slurpee in their car, and get paid, you know, as much as they're getting paid at their job or more.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the man who interviewed the guy, and the guy said, hey, dude, I want to tell you, I smoke a lot of weed, I come in late, and I leave early. And the man said, when can you start?
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly what he said. He said, well, we need you today.
Yeah.
But that is the reality of it. You know, when you've had that much freedom and you've pretty much worked most of your college days, let's say, learning your tech skills, it was not about spending time working with others. They were working with themselves and they were sitting on their computers.
So not good socially. So how many of those folks do you invite to a party without messing it up?
Well, I mean, as long as they all have their phones, they can sit across the table and they can text each other.
But Bill, didn't we do this, man? Aren't the parents doing that at the restaurant? Aren't we doing that?
Right.
Yeah, but I think, like, I mean, if I go to dinner with my friends, I say, everyone put your phones in the center, and whoever grabs the phone first pays the bill.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Unless it's your kids. I mean, if your kids are calling or it's an emergency, I get that. But other than that, you know, have a conversation with the people you're with, but that's really hard to do. And I have kids that fit in all those, right? I have them from 24 to 31, and so you almost have to bribe them to put the phone down for an hour or two so you can actually have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. I joke about it, but are we addicted? Are we truly flat-out addicted? Will we really have issues if we took the phone away?
Yes, we will. I mean, I'm addicted. I can tell you for a fact it's not that easy, but I think for an hour or two or three, it works. And that's why I think one of the only safest places today is still the movie theater. Hmm. Most people will actually turn their phone off in a movie theater, but not many other places.
Well, that's a good point. All right, so what can you teach me, Bill? How can people reach you? You're all over the world, so what do I do to connect with you?
Instagram is the fastest. You know, IG, just Bill Walsh 360. And if you guys post something about the show, I've got just north of 500,000 followers. I'm glad to share some of your information as well.
Yeah, share. Why don't we post that if we know how, Diane? I don't.
We have a young intern who we can get to
Kyle,
do that.
Kyle that's can do right. that. Yeah,
he'll be coming in an
we
hour.
We want to get on
we'll
Bill's 500,000 people,
but
man.
And all you have to do is text him, and he'll get it done.
I know.
That's exactly
he
right.
Does. And he's right on
and
it.
And he'll put on it, and that's it. Two words, man.
There you go.
Bill Walsh, again, Instagram.
And the book is called The Obvious. What is obvious here, Bill?
Well, I think that people normally know. It was written around the concept. It was a movie called The Secret, and I was in the movie Beyond the Secret, which is that you had to actually get off your ass and go to work. And
mm-hmm.
So I wrote the book, The Obvious, that really is that people know what to do. It doesn't mean they do it, but they know what to do to have success in life, business, careers, all this stuff. It's been a great read. And so anyone that follows me on Instagram, just say, send me the book. I'll send them a link to a digital copy for the
okay,
book.
Okay, so, awesome.
All right, Bill Walsh, good
I'm
talking to you.
That.
Yeah, and people aren't old enough to know that Bill Walsh was a famous football coach. Are you old enough?
Super famous coach.
Yeah. So people thought I was talking to Bill Walsh, the 49er coach.
Oh,
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway,
yeah.
Nice meeting you, Bill. Hope we can chat again. Likewise. I really appreciate your time.
Sounds Thank, good.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Bill Walsh, we need to figure out how to do it. Instagram.
I believe BillWalsh360.com.
Okay.
Awesome.
Tapman's Toy and Phone Line for Bill Walsh. The book is The Obvious.
And you can podcast our show at steviejay.com.
Probably nothing he said surprised you. But again, it's not like, well, they need to put it's over. You got to figure out how to work it.
Right.
And fit into their thing. That's the amazing thing. At least they have skills that you want. And you want somebody to do hack into your bank, hire that guy, and then he'll make $200,000 a year to mm-hmm. hack into your bank and mm-hmm. show you how to. I mean, that's just the value of
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the people in charge know how to do that. None of them. Oh, they might. Yeah, but if you're 3 years behind, you don't know anymore. I mean, this is a month-by-month deal where there's new hacks and new smart people and bad people. And so the kid knows because the kid's on it all the time.
Uh-huh.
So he knows all the tricks and the way you prevent. So there's huge value because the people making decisions don't know it. So there you have it. Sports headlines, 8:44.
Jack Flaherty wins his fourth straight. Cardinals over the Nets, or Nats. Reading my own writing on this Monday morning. 8-4 was the final. Are we getting a Redbird
recap?
Yeah,
because the Cardinals have crept to within one game of last place. So we're just about out of last place if we can pass the Pirates.
Yesterday, the Cardinals were able to win the series against the Washington Nationals, an 8-4 victory where they pounded out 13 hits after getting 17 hits the night before. Three Cardinals with two hits in the game, Donovan, Goldschmidt, and DeYoung, but it was Nolan Gorman with three hits, including a home run. He has really gotten back on track. Jack Flaherty picked up the victory for the Cardinals. He goes to 7-5. He got a quality start. He went six innings, giving up three runs in beating Josiah Gray as the Cardinals won the series against the Nationals by a score of 8-4, 4-2 against the Nats in 2023. The Cardinals will host the Miami Marlins. They're in town. Our pregame show begins at 5:50. Play-by-play at 6:35 on the Cardinals radio network, as the Cardinals hope to continue their homestand in winning fashion before they leave to go on the road trip to Chicago and Arizona. This is Ricky Horton with your Redbird recap.
Yep, and again, the bus trip. If you're coming on the bus trip and you have your tickets, then we'll see you on Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bus arrives at 8 a.m. We'll leave at 8:30.
First Christian Church at 3601 South Staley.
Yep, and you enter off Staley, park near the pond. And we'll hand out the tickets on the bus. We're in the same suite. It's a 50-person suite. And, I think it's as simple as that.
Suite 207, right off first base.
Yep, right off first base with food and drinks included in our all-suite bus. And looking forward to going to a ball game and hanging out with our bus. And
yeah, that's right.
All together. So,
Boston over the Cubs 11-5. Drew Smyly on the mound, 7:05 start over on US 105.9. White Sox with the day off today beat Atlanta 8-1 yesterday. Carlos Alcaraz beating Novak Djokovic. It's
Alcaraz,
Okay.
Alcaraz. I heard him talking yesterday on Wimbledon.
Alcaraz.
I think it's Carlos Alcaraz.
Okay, thank you.
But ask John Decker.
Anyway.
John Decker is on like the National Federation Board of Tennis. So he'll know everything about Carlos.
Just figured out how to say Novak Djokovic. It's easier if he wins the eighth time there or whatever.
Yeah, you know Djokovic. We got that. It's like Giorgio Bisoncivelli took me a year.
Right.
You get that.
Finally, and they're gone.
Then he left.
Scottish Open, Roy McIlroy on top of the leaderboard. Steve Stricker at the Firestone. Way to go. And Steph Curry actually was entertaining to watch if you want to YouTube that American Century moment where he had a hole-in-one and lifting that trophy over his head. All of that. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
A day ago, I had no idea who Carlos Alcaraz was.
Right.
Never ever heard of him.
He's only 20.
Well, he's number one. Never heard of him. So that's how much I know about tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked Johnny on Friday, Brother Johnny, I said, if I could return one Novak Djokovic serve and I would win Wimbledon, could I do it? And he said no. And he's right. I mean, it's coming at 120.
Yeah.
I saw a serve at 133 from the kid.
Whoa.
132.
Wow. Is that a record?
It's just, you can't, I mean, they barely get it over. And there's plenty. There weren't plenty of aces.
That's
but
a lot of force coming at you.
Think about that.
Ow. Maybe you got hit.
How about if I said this? If I could put any part of the racket or my body on one of those balls, could I win Wimbledon? And then let's just make it simple. If I get hit by the ball, I would be flattened at 130 miles an hour.
Man.
I saw a kid serve me an 80 mile an hour, and I actually did return it once. I could see it barely. And that was like 25 years
mm-hmm.
ago. There's no chance.
I'm going to stick with pickleball.
Dink. Dink. No, it's
not quite dink dink.
It's expanded ping pong.
Ping pong and tennis combined.
It's more ping pong. It's not much
with
movement.
With the wiffle ball.
There's not much movement in pickleball.
I like it.
It's good. It's a dink. I can't really play tennis. I like ping pong, so this is a little better.
I got to get you on pickleball because I'll take it.
It'll dominate me.
Exactly.
Sure that.
I've played
four times
already.
Well,
so
that's
I'm
four
good.
More than I've played. That's good. All right, 8:49.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
What we do at Max Twin City Recycling. When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and barbecue gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and beautiful Eagle residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana has set a fairly quiet spell of weather ahead this week across the area. No major weather systems in mind. No real surges of heat nor humidity, nor severe weather as well. So a pretty lackadaisical setup around these parts. Not much in the way of any additional organized rainfall, though, over the next 5 to 7 days. But meanwhile, temperatures will average a couple degrees below average. So no further stress or strain on man, beast, nor the back 40. Been watching rainfall down near the Ohio and a couple of clusters of showers and thunderstorms over southern southeastern Iowa. We may see some of those in spots late this morning and more so this afternoon over about maybe half the area. Up to 83 with a partly sunny hazy sky. Fair hazy tonight. Yeah, those Canadian fires back into play with the visibility in mind. A low down to 59. Tomorrow partly sunny. A stray shower thunderstorm by afternoon and a high up to about 84. A couple of widely spaced showers thunderstorms Wednesday at 83. Low to mid 80s. Nights low to mid 60s. Dry skies. Pleasant weather Thursday, Friday, and the weekend. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag. Keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Mentioned it earlier, it was a real tragedy. A 77-year-old driving and hit a fuel tank in Georgetown, mm-hmm. and that's a small town, and everybody knew the person and the little 3-year-old, apparently.
Ella Thompson, yes.
Terrible.
Both of Westville.
Yeah, so everybody in Westville, so it's a real hard deal, and Rodney Atkins was supposed to perform Saturday night. He did, but he did a tribute to them.
Yes, he did on his social media, saying, upon our arrival, it was with great sadness we learned of this tragic accident and resulting in the loss of lives of both an adult and child who were on their way to the fair. My heart aches for this family and the entire community. I fervently pray that God provides them strength during this incredibly difficult time, saying we're going to go on with the concert to pay homage to the cherished memories of these two individuals and offer a glimmer of solace through their unifying power of music and fellowship. So Rodney Atkins and Drew Baldridge played at the Georgetown Fair on Saturday night, despite these two deaths that happened in the morning on Saturday.
All right, so we have our county fair this Friday. It opens. It'll go through the 29th.
The 29th.
Okay, so we have Champaign County Fair, 100 and 70 years.
Wow. That's right. The big show will
170
be
170 years.
Isn't that crazy?
That is unbelievable.
I know that, you know, your friend at Channel 12 who did kind of the tribute as to the Champaign County Fair.
Sarah Edwards.
Yeah. Yes. And talked about it. It was just mainly a gathering of the agriculture community.
Yeah, right.
And comparing plows and behind the horse and things like that that were working back in the day. And now, you know, you got the Tinsley Park amusements and you have the Demolition Derby in the first weekend, and the tractor pulls are the finale. But for us on US 105.9, we have people texting in fair to win the tickets to see Brothers Osborne and Matt Stell on the 28th.
All right, Diane, meet you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. The boys this afternoon on the drive, starting at 3 o'clock. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
It feels good to support the people who support the community. And over the years, you'd be hard-pressed to find a company and a family more dedicated to Champaign-Urbana than Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling. What John Trabella started so many years ago, John and Michael Comet continue today. And if you really believe in supporting an organization like this, why not work for Pepsi-Cola CU? Applications are being accepted for commercial drivers, merchandisers, warehouse associates, and a website social media intern. Full-time positions include major medical, dental, a 401k, vacation time, sick time, and paid holidays. But especially looking for drivers with their CDL right now. To view all the openings and to apply, go to PepsiColaCU.com. Then under the More header, click Employment Opportunities. That's PepsiColaCU.com. Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling, an equal opportunity employer.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.